Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App AOK Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App AOK Navida downloaden und loslegen. AOK Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, Alphabet Soup Record, plus airdrop dick pics and sex toys, all coming up right after this.
This is Kevin Harlan, and tomorrow, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil.
That farming should all be done by hand. And when I see your tractor, I want to hoe your land.
I want to hoe your land. I want to hoe your land.
Yeah, you got that combine, which I don't understand. If you burnt a heathen, you'd let me hoe your land.
Please let me hoe your land. I want to hoe your land.
And when I'm hoeing, I feel holy inside. But John Deere tractors are forbidden. I can't ride. I can't ride. I can't ride. My mule sure is something. Don't cost no 20 grand. Then I feed him carrots. He helps me plow my land.
He helps me plow my land. He helps me plow my land.
And when we're plowing, we feel happy outside. I used to have another mule, but he died. But he died. Yes, he died.
You English met your tractors, you'll surely all be damned. If you weren't so lazy, you'd go and hoe your land.
Now go and hoe your land. Please go and hoe your land. You'd better hoe your land.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Christy Lee at the news desk.
Hey.
She's lucky she's already had her suit.
I did.
Thumbs up, thumbs down.
It was wonderful.
Oh, my goodness. There's Pat Godwin.
Hello.
He's in the performance room. You got some soup?
Yeah, I did.
There you go. Jess Hooker's here. She cooked us up some alphabet soup.
With meatballs. It's very good.
Very, very good. We're going to sort out letters, I guess, here in a moment. There's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Not allowed to have any soup. He's sitting at the track phone hotline hot phone. He tells me that cup there is full of coffee. That's exactly right. There's Willie Griswold.
Big soup guy.
I'm Chick McGee, and here's Tom. No,
why are we doing soup, you ask?
Why are we doing soup, Tom? Tell us.
World record.
Yep.
For alphabetizing alphabet soup. Now, this is now under protest because we've looked at the Guinness World Record video. And the Oregon man, Mr. Jacob Chandler, who managed to fish out the pasta pieces from soup and put them with their corresponding letters on a giant card, did it in 2 minutes and 8 seconds.
But it wasn't soup.
But we've looked at it, and it's actually Chef Boyardee.
It's like SpaghettiOs with letters in it.
So it's thicker.
But yeah.
You're right. The headline does say soup.
The soup. Yeah. So the Guinness people apparently have it wrong. It's very disappointing. We have had our cooker, Ms. Hooker, prepare some homemade vegetable soup. And you use these Ronzoni alphabets, is that correct?
I did, yes.
These are tiny little pups.
Yeah, they plumped up about twice the size, pups. Would you say, Josh?
Yeah, they're about a quarter inch in the dry form.
Tiny.
And this is going to be a little more difficult than the world record because there are other things in this soup, meatballs, carrots, green beans, onions. And so you will have to dodge obstacles to get to the letters.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now you have the soup over there.
I do, yeah. Oh, this looks good. Okay. This reminds me of the soup we used to bring out on the schooner.
Oh, the schooner.
Yeah.
You're a sailor? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. But it would spill because of the waves and everything.
Oh, sure.
That was all right. I always enjoyed soupy sails.
All of that for that?
Smelling salts. I'm going down.
Wow.
I got Godwin.
I'll explain. Soupy Sales was a comic actor on television.
Right.
Actually, was a guest on our show.
Really?
Yes. And his son.
He was?
Yes. And our son, his sons, rather, are
Bisc and Stew.
Rock and Rollers.
Stew is dead on.
Yeah. Bisc doesn't work. I should have just said Stew.
No, it's funny.
Damn it. Rewind it. Go back.
His boys were in the rock and roll business.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, Josh, you've got your bowl there. And we're going to have the cameras put on the soup.
Cameras so on,
can,
on
oh,
the
that's
soup.
Great. Yeah. We can see it. There's a chart.
You know what else looks difficult? I see numbers in here, so I'm going to have to avoid those.
So there's obstacles?
Much harder.
Much harder.
And to be clear, you don't have to go in alphabetical order.
Right.
In other words, you don't have to dig out an A
first. I'm just going to dig out the letters and put them on the corresponding letter on the piece of paper.
And then the ones that you, when you take the thing out, whatever you don't use, you have to eat.
Okay. Fine.
Do you have a stopwatch?
Yeah.
I thought Willie had a stopwatch, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So, all right.
Now, so in other words, if you dig in there and you pull out, say, a C, a B, and an F.
Yeah.
Then
I'm going to try to go one at a time.
Oh, okay.
Are you?
All right, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, you ready?
One, two, go.
And he's off. What have you got there?
There's an R. That's a three. That's useless.
Okay.
There's a D.
Okay. This is very exciting.
Now, this is an M, and you can tell it's clearly an M, not a W.
Not a W?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Here's a K.
Okay.
Oh, and another K.
No,
oh, there's
easy.
Not a third one.
Yeah.
Are all of the letters in there? Did you check that?
Yeah, it looks like it. I mean, I put them out on a cookie sheet before I cooked them. I was going to count them, Tom, because you were curious if some of the letters had priority over others.
Yeah, is it like Scrabble where you've got, whatever, one Q? And
right.
A whole bunch of I's and
right.
E's and O's.
H. It would appear that there were more popular letters, that there were more noodles with those.
Now, how many letters do we have over there that you've done?
One.
W.
Okay. Willie, where are we time-wise?
He has 8 letters.
44 seconds.
Oh, Josh, you're
J. Sure. Well, that's a J.
Have you eaten any of them yet?
Oh, a Q.
Oh, a Q. Good job.
No, of course I haven't eaten them. I'm busy over here. Okay. This is indistinguishable, whatever that
is. What's the record?
Two minutes, 8 seconds, I believe.
My gosh, I'm not finding some that I really need. Oh, there it is. A C.
No, are you looking for the letters specifically?
No, I mean, I'm just looking for letters, but now I'm to the point where I need certain ones. N. Oh, yeah. N and L. Get over there, L.
We're at 115.
All right.
No, I'm not going to do it because...
you're doing okay, though.
R? I already have an R.
How many letters are we in here?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Oh, there's a P.
Oh, 11.
Oh, you need a P.
I need to pee too. Which is the last break was a little short.
Well, you can go pee, and I'll help with this if you 13. Need to know.
Okay, I'm really looking for an F now because
me too.
Can I bite off the bottom of an E?
I will allow you. This judge says yes. You can take an E and bite off the part of the stem down there.
There's a U. I need to get
150.
That.
You're doing great.
Okay.
How many does he have?
Oh, there's a green bean.
That 15. 15. 16.
2 minutes.
Yeah. I cannot find an A to save my
life. Can
you
use this empty space? Dump some out a little bit?
I'm afraid the time is running out.
That's 208.
Okay. It's over.
Okay. Well.
Well, he did pretty well.
So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
17.
Not bad.
I got 17.
26. Well, I don't need practice.
I don't know that my ball has some of the letters. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess you can't be guaranteed that.
I bet you have all the letters in there.
Well, I'll keep going. Here's an F.
When they manufacture the soup, is there some kind of quality control where they guarantee you get all of the letters?
I would assume so, but I don't know.
That's got to be a rough gig.
You would have to call them.
Call Chef Boyardee and ask.
There's a number right here, 1-800.
Oh, there's an X.
You're welcome, Dean.
Let's get him on the blower. Find out what's going on.
I think I did okay, considering I had to dodge a lot of stuff.
Yes, sure. I'm very, very happy with this. Now, the Ronzoni,
Tom's very happy.
The Ronzoni package you have, this has hundreds of...
Yeah,
this.
A lot.
Well, that's the problem. He couldn't...
very tiny.
We just took a big spoonful. We don't know what... You know,
I did it the way I think the guy did it, was one at a time. He didn't just take a spoon.
No, but I mean, he had one can, is
right.
What I'm saying.
Right.
And he dumped it out, whereas Jess made a huge pot.
And there's two of these in there.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So you may not have an A in there.
Exactly.
Well, but there are two whole full boxes of pasta.
I know, chill. But it's a small bowl.
Well, I know.
He may not have any A's.
My question is, this guy does it directly from the can.
Right.
Yeah.
He doesn't...
Right in the can, huh?
He doesn't sort through it. And he had every letter in there. I don't know if
Yeah, like fish in a barrel.
Does every can rather have every letter? Well, we'll move on. It's time now for Christy Lee to hit the news desk and tell us what's going on over there.
A man on a Southwest Airlines flight reportedly airdropped a sexually explicit photo to all the passengers on board. Leading police to be waiting for him to escort him off the plane upon arrival.
Whoops.
In a now viral TikTok video, it shows the man getting reprimanded for allegedly sharing the graphic photo of his penis.
His?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
With all passengers, including kids that were behind him.
Oh boy.
You jerk.
Yeah.
But what would you do if you did it? Would you just stand up and go, everybody decline that? Everybody just decline
it. Yeah, why would you accept a picture?
You have to, yeah.
And why would you accept a picture from a stranger anyway?
You'll be at the bar sometimes and someone will send you a thing, what is this? And then you click on it and it's like Fred Flintstone, but he's got his Johnson out.
I'm not Fred your Flintstone. Age.
What kind of bars do you go to?
This is at a bar that you would like, Jess. Kind of a hip bar.
Bam, yeah. Bam.
And then I was looking around like, hey, which one of you hip weirdos sent me this thing of Fred? Yeah, I was.
Oh, that's over there at the Foundry, right?
Exactly. It's right by You Can't Park Here restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
I know where you are.
But then again, maybe the guy was fishing. Maybe
he could have.
Oh, he could have.
Maybe he was thinking.
But I mean.
I hope it was something to be proud of.
Yeah. Also, I wouldn't go fishing in the kiddie pool.
Yeah. Well, I know, but he did. That's what I'm saying. You didn't know.
Today's in-flight movie, Shaft.
Sir, that needs to be in the upright position.
That's awful. Okay. What else
it
you
is
got,
awful.
Christy?
Don't do that. A so-called zero-star hotel in Switzerland is hoping to wake people up to the world's crisis by keeping them up all night.
Which world's crisis?
The art installation on the side of a road next to a gas station in Celion includes a double bed on a platform,
where?
Two bedside tables, and lamps. There are no walls, ceilings, or doors. The anti-idyllic site, created by twin brothers Frank and Patrick Ricklin, is intended to make guests reflect on the current world situation.
I bet they fight a lot.
So that sounds awful.
Yeah. Damn it, Patrick.
Pass.
So you're sleeping next to a gas station on a flatbed truck.
On a platform. It doesn't say truck.
But essentially, there's no wall. There are no walls, roof, or...
Yeah. Lamps.
There are lamps. All right.
Oh, yeah, there are lamps.
Is there one of those ice machines making a lot of noise, keeping you awake? Or I guess maybe the gas station.
I don't know. That's awful.
Well, if you want to experience that at home, just watch the evening news before you go to bed.
Yeah, it'll keep you up all night.
Well, are you paying them to do this?
Yeah, you're paying them to do that. It's a hotel.
Oh, it is a hotel.
But this is one of those art projects.
Right. Yeah.
Go mm-hmm. screw yourself.
Do you guys remember on the west side of town?
We know that the world can be difficult. We don't need this stupid art installation, so-called art installation.
Do you remember on the west side of town, there was a guy that lived at he lived in the top of a, basically on the top of a light post. Do you remember this?
Mm-mm.
No? It was like a one room. I know this is really weird, but imagine like a kid's playhouse, but it was at the top of a light post. And like he was setting a world record for how long he could live up there.
Was there a bathroom up there?
I don't know. I don't know. I just remember driving by as a kid.
Or when it got dark.
Yeah, you could see
when
him.
It gets dark, do they lower the bucket?
Yeah. Yes. It was by the skating rink on the west side.
Wow.
That'll make the abduction. Easier.
But as I'm telling the story, I feel like this is like a Tommy Jonigan thing where like my dad told me that's what was happening and maybe that's not what was happening.
There was a guy living on a roof.
There was a roof guy.
Oh, really?
For quite a long time. But yeah. I don't know if there was a guy in a...
I'll look it up in a
tree house.
I just completed the alphabet.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen,
count this as an A, it's questionable. It may be
very nice. So it took you about 5 minutes?
Yeah, man.
I stopped the timer because I thought...
Of course. It was already over. I had already lost.
You did not get the record.
No.
But we do have some delicious alphabet soup. Thank you very much, Jess. Yeah. Back to Christy Lee at the news desk.
Firefighters responding to a mysterious burning smell said the culprit was a faulty sex toy. This incident took place in Turnhout, Belgium, where fire crews were called to an apartment after the resident reported the smell of something burning. Using a thermal imaging camera, firefighters were able to locate the source of the heat and smell coming from a cupboard.
Man, you cooking tuna casserole, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Inside, they discovered a vibrator that had overheated and partially melted.
Yikes.
Officer Nick Elan told local media the woman had been quite surprised by the find.
Well, better in the cabinet than in the box.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow, I didn't know I had a Brazilian. It's burning all there.
Okay. You know, she was quite surprised by the find. Come on.
Well, no,
she had to know it was there.
No, apparently it was some kind of short circuit, obviously, in the toy. She wasn't using it at the time.
Right.
Batteries can do funny things.
Like
set your house on fire. Just happened to a friend of mine.
Yeah, spring for the plug-in. You know, get the plug-in. You don't need a cordless. What is this?
What?
Plug-in?
How far are you going?
Do they make them with cords?
The original ones had cords.
110?
Yeah.
The most popular vibrator, the one that's on that all my exes have had, is you plug it into the wall.
The old neck massager?
You're talking about the wand.
The wand.
The wand, yeah.
Spring for it, ladies. Enjoy yourself.
So wait, I'm confused. Is this thing plugged in while you're using it?
Yes.
It's a wand. You've seen it.
It looks, they sell it as a massager. Like, they're like, get your neck and all these things, but it's actually.
Well, you better have one of those
surge protectors,
whatever those things. What are those called?
The
things that pop up. Open.
I thought the last time what's her face was here, she had all of that would charge.
Everything's cordless.
Everything is cordless now. Are you serious? They have cords.
Well, sure. The old standby. It's really a back massager.
A back massager. Yeah, right. It really is.
But they claim it's
the ladies love that thing, man. I'll tell you that.
But if something goes wrong with that, if you're plugged into the wall.
What's going to go wrong with it?
I mean, it's just like using a hairdryer.
Yeah, how often do you have
it? Don't use it by the bathtub, yeah.
It's UL approved.
Yeah.
Dad, it's just like using a hairdryer. You never use it.
I was going to say, I don't use a hairdryer.
Well,
if you could use a hairdryer, would you, or would you be too scared because of everything that happens with hairdryers?
No, I don't have any use for a hairdryer. Even when I had hair, I didn't have use for a hairdryer. Take the shower, shake it, and move on.
That's right.
We're talking about hair?
You're telling me whatever the thing is, the Jackhammer 3000 is plugged in while you're using it?
Yeah.
You've seen these things.
You've seen it. It's like
they're massage wands.
There's like a giant ball at the end of it, and then there's a handle.
It looks like the CN Tower a little
bit. Yeah, it's like this big.
It's cooking, too.
Fire in the hole! I thought they were all battery operated.
No.
Most of them are now.
Okay. All right.
But they're charged. You put them in a stand and they charge.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if you put them in a stand.
You know, if you have a sex emergency, if you ever have a sex emergency, you know what to do, don't you?
What do I do?
You call 6911.
It looks like that.
Sex police.
Tom. See how it has a plug and a...
Oh, okay. Oh, absolutely.
I've seen those.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
Now I'm going to smack you because we were trying to explain it to you and all you needed was a picture.
Of course.
But I thought it was charged, then you took it away from the charger and then
Many toys are like that.
There's versions of that are like that.
Yes, there are wireless ones.
Okay, so this lady was cordless. Not using it at the time. It just short-circuited and smelled like tuna casserole.
Yeah, but my contention is...
tuna casserole. You're so old.
You're going to make me make tuna casserole next week.
I love it
for dinner last night, ladies and gentlemen.
I love tuna casserole.
I do, too.
Me too. Do you have a crispy layer on top?
Absolutely, you have to, yes.
What do you use to get the crispy layer?
I use saltines.
Potato chips.
Both incorrect.
What do you use?
Breadcrumbs.
What about the little onion?
Like panko?
Yeah, I use French's onion.
Oh, okay.
No. That taints it.
That's for green bean casserole only.
Yeah, I use saltines. I like a mixture of potato chips and saltines. I like both, yeah.
Okay, well, give me the teaser, Christy.
We have a Rolex that was found in the bottom of a Florida creek.
That's mine.
We have a tahini on the roadway.
Those are mine.
We have tahini?
Tahini.
Like that delicious sauce they put on the Mediterranean?
That's exactly right.
We have bees. We have bald eagles.
And we have our time machine.
Snakes. We have time machines.
With Pat Godwin, the time machine today. Ooh. Pat, I've decided what I want to do. Since I just got back from Disney World, we had a news story about a guy that created for his grandkids a little miniature Disneyland in his backyard.
Sad. Mm-hmm. Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, really, really.
Sad? What a great guy.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
I thought we were going to Disney World. This sucks.
Grandpa's poor.
It's the Bob Circus.
All right, fine.
Grandpa's a dick.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7 and...
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't...
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville rewatch podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.